Task 11. You are going to listen to a talk about how raw materials are obtained from space. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
In this video, we are now going to travel far further to see how future space pioneers may obtain raw materials from the asteroids. Asteroids, also known as minor planets or planetoids, are chunks of space debris in orbit around the Sun. They are the material left over from when the planets were formed and range from a few meters to hundreds of kilometers in diameter. Most asteroids are located in the main asteroid belt between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. Due to their relative proximity to our planet, some 1,500 near-Earth asteroids are prime candidates for mining operations. Asteroids are made of a variety of materials, with a majority classified as C-type, S-type, or M-type. A single platinum-rich 500-meter-wide asteroid has been estimated to contain 1.5 times the known world reserves of platinum group metals. Out in space, the water to be found on C-type asteroids will be just as valuable as metal deposits, as water is a critical commodity both for sustaining humans in space and as a source of oxygen for rocket fuel. Even a basic asteroid may prove a useful building material, as it could shield humans from deadly radiation. As all of these examples illustrate, there are significant possibilities to exploit asteroids as an important source of extraterrestrial resources. It has indeed already been calculated that some individual asteroids contain raw materials worth more than $100 billion. Asteroids are likely to be easier to mine than the Moon. This is because even the largest asteroids have very low gravitational fields. This means that it would be relatively straightforward for spacecraft to both travel to asteroids and to launch back into space. Extracted metals, water, and other valuable raw materials could therefore be readily transported to the Earth or other locations, perhaps in vast rocket trains. Once suitable asteroids have been identified, they could be mined in various ways. For a start, on larger asteroids, bases may be established. Here, any human quarters could potentially be cut deep into the asteroid to provide radiation shielding. Industrial facilities attached to the surface would then process and store extracted materials. An unpopular option would be rocket trains to transport small asteroids or asteroid sections to processing stations in Earth's orbit. While asteroid mining may sound like science fiction, two companies already have pioneering ambitions. The first is Planetary Resources, which intends to bring the natural resources of space within humanity's economic sphere of influence. Also on an asteroid mining crusade is Deep Space Industries, who note that the resource potential of space outstrips that of any previous frontier and without the environmental impacts. Both Planetary Resources and Deep Space Industries plan to commence their off-world activities by prospecting with small satellites. In this video, we are now going to travel far further to see how future space pioneers may obtain raw materials from the asteroids. Asteroids, also known as minor planets or planetoids, are chunks of space debris in orbit around the Sun. They are the material left over from when the planets were formed and range from a few meters to hundreds of kilometers in diameter. Most asteroids are located in the main asteroid belt between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. Due to their relative proximity to our planet, some 1,500 near-Earth asteroids are prime candidates for mining operations. Asteroids are made of a variety of materials, with a majority classified as C-type, S-type, or M-type. A single platinum-rich 500-meter-wide asteroid has been estimated to contain 1.5 times the known world reserves of platinum group metals. Out in space, the water to be found on C-type asteroids will be just as valuable as metal deposits, as water is a critical commodity both for sustaining humans in space and as a source of oxygen for rocket fuel. Even a basic asteroid may prove a useful building material, as it could shield humans from deadly radiation. As all of these examples illustrate, there are significant possibilities to exploit asteroids as an important source of extraterrestrial resources. It has indeed already been calculated that some individual asteroids contain raw materials worth more than $100 billion. Asteroids are likely to be easier to mine than the Moon. This is because even the largest asteroids have very low gravitational fields. This means that it would be relatively straightforward for spacecraft to both travel to asteroids and to launch back into space. Extracted metals, water, and other valuable raw materials could therefore be readily transported to the Earth or other locations, perhaps in vast rocket trains. Once suitable asteroids have been identified, they could be mined in various ways. For a start, on larger asteroids, bases may be established. Here, any human quarters could potentially be cut deep into the asteroid to provide radiation shielding. Industrial facilities attached to the surface would then process and store extracted materials. An unpopular option would be rocket trains to transport small asteroids or asteroid sections to processing stations in Earth's orbit. While asteroid mining may sound like science fiction, two companies already have pioneering ambitions. The first is Planetary Resources, which intends to bring the natural resources of space within humanity's economic sphere of influence. Also on an asteroid mining crusade is Deep Space Industries, who note that the resource potential of space outstrips that of any previous frontier and without the environmental impacts. Both Planetary Resources and Deep Space Industries plan to commence their off-world activities by prospecting with small satellites.